Well, I didn't know how things were going to go today because we've got the AGM, and I thought, well, with a bit of luck, time might have moved on and we would just go through onto the AGM. And I set really this passage really and the opening passage in Isaiah about the Lord making things new. Deliberately today, as we considered the AGM, what God is doing in the church and in our lives, and how wonderful it is to see this actually playing out in the hearts of people, because God is about renewing the inward state of the heart so that he can then renew all that is outward, for that which is inward works itself out, doesn't it? And so we have a foretaste of these new things. The first fruits of the Spirit, the Bible talks about. The first fruits of these new things that God is doing, a foretaste of the new creation in our hearts, because God is working, he's renewing. We no longer walk in cruelty and unkindness, but there's a kindness in the heart that we live by, against which there's no law. There's no law against God's new creation. There's no law against the fruits of God's Spirit. There's just a law against sin. But here, this is, we've read about our heritage, our destiny. This is where we're going. And this is where those that love the Lord have gone before us. We're all going to, if you like, come together here in this place, in this new heaven and this new earth. Different people have different ideas about how it all works out. But essentially we're all going to be together, those that love the Lord together in this new creation. And we know that. How do we know it? Because he's working it on the inside. He's working it on the inside. You see, I once hated, but now I love. Once I was bitter and unforgiving, but now forgiveness flows from the heart. I lived in sorrow and in fear, but there's somehow born in my heart, amidst it all, joy and love. There's this wonderful renewing that God does in the heart. We have a foretaste of it. It's absolutely, absolutely wonderful. A foretaste of this new creation, our destiny. This is where we're headed. And I think of those words, behold. Look at this. This is what God is saying. Behold, well, what are you beholding? What is it that is before your eyes? What is it at the foremost of your thoughts? What is it that you behold? Well, Jesus says, behold this. Behold. Open your eyes to what I'm doing. Open your eyes. I'm doing a new thing. Can't you see it? This is what Isaiah wrote. I'm doing a new thing. Can't you see it? Open your eyes to it. Open your ears. This is a tangible thing, and I'm doing a new thing in the midst of this old earth. I'm doing a new thing in this old heart. I'm doing a new thing in this old mind. I'm renewing. You see, God takes that which is old and makes it new. He doesn't discard it. I remember clearly just sitting when I was younger drawing and I'd start a picture and it would go wrong. Well, I wasn't interested in a rubber. All I wanted to do was, it's gone wrong. And I'd crunch it up and throw it in the bin. And then I'd cut a new, there's a nice new sheet of paper. I can start again. And off I go, and I did it wrong, and then, it's wrong. Oh, now I know where Samuel gets it from. Just go down, throw it in the bin, and, but God doesn't treat us like that. We're precious to him. The fleshly tables of our hearts, and he takes them, and he renews them, and washes them clean, and he writes upon us his love letter to the world. Is it the fleshly tables of our hearts? He writes his law. And it's not a law of thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that and thou shalt not do. It's the perfect law of liberty. He's writing it on our hearts. Freedom and liberty. To walk in the fruits of my spirit, against which there is no law. Contrary. This is the law of God that he writes on our hearts. The law of love. The law of liberty, the law of faith, the law. These are the laws that he lives by. The law of God, that's who he is. And we're in this renewing, we're able to walk in the law of kindness. It's a law that I live by. Where there isn't a thou shalt not be kind to thy neighbour. Ah, thou shalt not be unforgiving. The law of liberty. So he takes us and that canvas of heart, if you like, that was soiled by sin. Now I would just go, oh, whoa, what a load of rubbish. Get rid of that lot. Let's start again. But he doesn't do that. He's not doing it with the heavens and the earth. It's a renewing of those things. It's not a, I'm throwing them away. It's a renewing. And how good God is that he doesn't just discard us like that. How we should be like that with one another. When we get it wrong, the grace that flows and the kindness and the love of God that's communicated that just washes and cleanses and the Lord does these things in the midst of his body. His life flows through and washes and renews and cleanses as it flows from one through to another. It's all him. Wonderful, isn't it? Behold, I make all things new. Well, if it's all good for you at the moment, that might not be good news. But if you feel a little like my life's a bit, it's a bit haggard, it's a bit broken and it's got scribbles all over it. That wasn't even a scribble I did. That was a scribble someone else came. As my life rubbed up against them, they saw the canvas of my life and they went, see, we're talking about sin. This is what sin is. There's an inward sin that I'm accountable for. But there are sins that others do against one to another. This is how it works. You see the canvas of our lives. And the Lord says, I'm making it all new. You're too precious to throw away. I can't discard you, my loved ones. I can't create a black hole that will take you off into oblivion. I did that for sin. so that sin might be removed from far the east is to the west. But you know, I take you and I wash you clean. I think of God's creation, the perfect one, the canvas of creation. And by his word, he set it all out there, alive, not in this dimension, you know, we talk about the canvas, this multi-dimension of creation, and there it is. And then sin comes in, not God's doing, and spoils it. There it is, the creation, you see it all around, soiled by sin. But God says, I'm renewing it. But that'll come, but I'm starting in the heart of my people so that they're fit for this new creation. And we could go through some of those things which we've not got time for. The heaven and the earth no longer separated by a great expanse, but come together, the tabernacle of God with men. No separation, there's no sorrow, there's no sin. Oh, these things are wonderful. This is what we've got to look forward to. How do you know? How do you know it? I know it in there. It's a reality in here that's yet to be outworked in the fullness of all creation, which is groaning, the scripture says, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. That's you and me, all waiting for this revelation. I'm making it all new. It's done. He says it's done. I'm the Alpha and Omega. That which I started, I finish. I started it all right at the very beginning. And I'm ending it all. And here we are, somewhere in the middle of it. Oh, I can't wait for the day. I hope it's not too soon. But when I wake up, well, I'm enjoying it in here at the moment. I'm loving it. God's doing something. And he's doing something here. Oh, this is like heaven. You know, you may not think so, but I do. It's like heaven. Why? Because God is present. Oh, we fluff up and we mess up and we, but God's present. This is what it's all about. Behold, I make all things. You see, he could have said right at the beginning. Right there at the beginning when he made the heavens and the earth, he could have said, behold, I make all things. He didn't. He said, I saw what I made and it was good. The glory of the heavens and the earth that we see are nothing compared to the glory of that which is to come. Behold, I make all things. But the glory of behold, I make all things new. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that amazing? Behold, I make all things. Yeah, but behold, I make all things new. Renewed and renewed and renewed and renewed. Are you walking in it? I'll tell you what, I am, but I get challenged. We had a right old week this week. Really, honestly. We really, Claire's laughing, I'm not, I'm crying. It was dreadful, dreadful. But all the challenges, but you know, those things that come, that God uses, if you like, not that he ever inflicts sorrow and pain and death. He doesn't do that. That comes by sin. But oh, know this, that he can touch sorrow and then joy. He can touch your pain and bring forth ecstasy. Touch your sorrow and bring forth joy inexpressible just by the touch. What are you going through? What are you suffering? What is breaking your heart? Let God touch it. He'll touch it and renew it. And even that which was meant for bad and hurt, by his touch. This is the power of God. He doesn't just speak those things that are not as though they are. He takes those things that are contrary and makes them pure. Oh Lord, have me with all my sin and soiledness and everything about me. I plunge right into you and a new star is born. Not like the stars that we hear on the born out of X Factor or anything like that. But a new sun is born. Oh, behold, I make all things new. All things new. Oh, are you a difficult case? Don't all nod at the same time. You're a difficult case. I tell you what, you're not impossible for God. He'll make you all new. But you've got to be willing to discard the old. If you love the old too much, then this new is not for you. But he would take you and renew you and make you a starry son of God that shines brightly with his love. Oh, they're wonderful things. There's so much to say in that chapter. I absolutely love it. We probably should move on, otherwise they're going to be in trouble out there, out the back there, and then I'll be in trouble.